I'd like you, first of all, just to take a few moments to make yourself comfortable. Find a place where you can lie comfortably, preferably lying down, but if not, just with a comfortable chair. But somewhere, most importantly, where you're not going to get disturbed, where you can have a bit of peace and quiet for the next 15 or 20 minutes. If you've done any hypnotherapy or hypnosis before, you all have already know that being in a trance is a very normal experience. We go in and out of trance all day long, so you're not necessarily going to notice anything. It's just nice and relaxing. Some people hear every word I say. Some people switch off right from the beginning and think they haven't heard a thing and think they've gone to sleep. Whatever happens for you is the right thing for you. There is no right or wrong way to do hypnotherapy or hypnosis or a trance. All you have to do is close your eyes and relax. Hopefully, whilst I've been talking, you've been getting yourself comfortable. And I'm just going to bring the tone down a little bit so we can start. So now you're resting comfortably there, listening to the sound of my voice here, with your eyes closed comfortably. You can be aware of your eyes and how you're in control, and how you could open them should you wish. And that's fine, because I really wouldn't want you to not go into hypnosis too quickly. I'd prefer that you discover how much easier it is to simply allow events to occur in their own time and in their own way. And as you allow that feeling to continue in a shoulder, a leg, a hand, as you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, the sounds that surround you, the ticking of a clock perhaps, or the distant murmur of traffic, paying close attention now to those feelings, those changes as they occur, as you wonder at your ability to let go completely and drift into a trance, while your conscious mind has already begun to drift off somewhere else, allowing the body to relax and the mind to relax, without knowing at all how much more comfortable and relaxed you can become. And I wonder if you can remember those experiences of drifting off while sitting comfortably watching TV, so engrossed in the storyline, listening to the voices as your eyes close to rest quietly for a moment in time, hearing the music or those words spoken in that quiet and relaxed way. When a word or a sound brings to mind a particular memory, and you drift into that memory, dream away for a time, come back to the words again, until the words and the music become a soothing murmur, a relaxing sound, heard only in the background of the mind, like a conversation overheard, a peaceful and quiet time. And the subconscious part of your mind continues to hear all that's important to you, while your conscious mind drifts off to another place, without really noticing that there's no need for you to make the effort to try to hear or to understand everything that is said or not said here. as you rest so quietly there. And you really have known all along how much easier it is to learn when you are so relaxed. Though I wouldn't want you to relax too quickly at first. I'd prefer that you discover now how much easier it is to recognize the small changes, tiny changes, almost imperceptible changes happening in your breathing and in your pulse. How quiet and comfortable you've become as that feeling of security relaxes you even deeper than before. Your unconscious may choose to relax just one of your fingers before it continues to relax one of your thumbs. Or perhaps it will discover that your wrist will be a handier place to begin relaxing. But the conscious of your mind can enjoy being curious about exactly where those feelings will begin. Now I want you to imagine a shimmering, transparent capsule. A shimmering, transparent capsule suspended by a silvery thread somewhere in a timeless place. It's been suspended there since before time began, in this secret place where nobody ever goes, where nobody has ever yet been. And it's a strange thing that nobody knows who put it there, and even stranger that nobody knows from where or whence it came. And as you gaze upon this mystery, it begins to seem somehow familiar to you, for some reason you don't quite understand, as if you've seen it before, somewhere, sometime. And then it gradually dawns on you that you know what it's for, even though you don't know how you know. You just somehow realize that you can use the power of your mind to move inside it. Simply by using the power of your thoughts to glide effortlessly into this place of total safety, where nothing can harm you, where you're protected from everything, even protected from time itself. And while you're inside this magical capsule, nothing ever changes, because time simply stands still. So you can actually move through time, moving back through the years, as though there were no such thing as time, moving back to times past, maybe even back to times before your own lifetime even began. Or perhaps moving forward through time to a time yet to come, yet to be. Simply by using the power of your mind, simply thinking where you want to be. And you can see without being seen, hear without being heard. And you can feel what you choose to feel when you observe these things. And all the time, you are absolutely safe in this magical capsule. A silvery capsule where you're protected from the world. And I can only wonder if you're going to find yourself moving back to a time past, perhaps to make sense of something you didn't quite understand the first time around. Or if you're going to move forward to sense how your life might be like in a little while if you don't make a change. Or perhaps if you do make a change of some sort, maybe a specific change that you've perhaps already been thinking about, just allowing your subconscious, that powerful subconscious of yours, to sense the outcome. And of course, it's nobody's business but yours what you decide to do, where you decide to go. And maybe you'll decide to stay just where you are and enjoy the feeling of relaxation and calmness. Or perhaps allow yourself to journey to some imaginary place, a place created by the creativity of your imagination, where there might be castles and kings, or ancient walled cities high on a mountain that nobody has seen for centuries. Perhaps mythical gilded palaces in some oriental land, gently sloping hillsides which lead to tranquil lakes or gently flowing rivers, where there is just the merest whisper of a breeze. Or deep and mysterious canyons with waterfalls thundering and roaring between glittering multicolored walls of quartz and crystal. Waterfalls that create miniature rainbows that arch through the mist and spray in the warm rays of a setting sun. Waterfalls that you can perhaps move behind to discover mysterious worlds in the caves beyond. Maybe a world where everything is exactly as you want it to be. Make it absolutely perfect. Or perhaps you will find a world which is so different from the one that we live in that it's almost too difficult to understand. And perhaps too, there'll be people there, kind people who will help you to easily achieve your every goal, your every wish. Or perhaps instead, this world is a benign place where you can discover how to realize your own goals. A place that actually works with you to allow your confidence to grow day by day. A place where you can feel you might almost move mountains if you needed to do so. A place where you can easily learn skills, discover strengths and resources you are not previously aware of. Strengths and resources that can persist and remain and stay with you wherever you might find yourself. But of course, you might decide that you don't wish to travel anywhere in this magical capsule, deciding instead to search for a truth or an answer to a problem. Perhaps, maybe searching deep, deep inside yourself, in this wonderful relaxed state that we call hypnosis. Searching inside yourself and becoming aware of resources that you already have. Strengths you already possess. And this could be an even more magical journey as you go deeper and deeper now. Allowing yourself to become aware of problems that you've solved successfully in the past. Or maybe problems for which there was no solution then. And you could realize that your subconscious mind, which simply does not understand time, could still be trying to solve some of those problems from the past. Realizing in almost the very same instant that it can simply cease to do so, because those things from the past can stay in the past, because they're out of date now, and it's safe to simply leave them back where they belong. And it may be that you become aware that you need to forgive yourself, or somebody else perhaps, the things that happened back there, back then. And you'll find that so easy to do now, so that you can just consciously let go of those things, so that they no longer absorb energies, now that your subconscious can accept that there is no longer any need to solve these problems, no longer any need to be concerned with these difficulties, so that those energies are now going to be available to you in your everyday life. And it could be that while you're cocooned in the safety of this magical capsule, that you'll find your mind drifting to a conflict with some other person at some time in your life. Maybe when you were just small, or perhaps when you were not so small. But a conflict that looks so different now, so much less important. Now that you can observe it in safety and from a distance of time. And I can only wonder where your mind has been drifting while I've been talking, or even if it's not drifted anywhere at all, but simply considered the possibilities presented to you. And whatever has happened or is happening now is absolutely the right thing for you. Absolutely the right thing for your mind to do. And now, I'd like you to become aware of your presence inside that magical capsule, suspended in total safety in some secret place by a silvery thread. Becoming aware of new resources within you, and realize that at this very moment you are more in touch with that all-knowing subconscious mind of yours than you've ever been before. Now, while you're pondering those thoughts, there's a little story I'd like to tell you. One day, a traveller was walking along a road on his journey from one village to another. As he walked, he noticed a monk tending the ground in the fields beside the road. The monk said, "Good day," to the traveller, and the traveller nodded to the monk. The traveller then turned to the monk and said, "Excuse me, do you mind if I ask you a question?" "Not at all," replied the monk. "I'm travelling from the village in the mountains to the village in the valley, and I was wondering if you knew what it was like in the village in the valley." "Tell me," said the monk, "what was your experience of the village in the mountains?" "Dreadful," replied the traveller. "To be honest, I'm glad to be away from there. I found the people most unwelcoming. When I first arrived, I was greeted coldly. I was never made to feel part of the village, no matter how hard I tried. The villagers keep very much to themselves. They don't take kindly to strangers. So tell me, what can I expect in the village in the valley?" "I'm sorry to tell you," said the monk, but I think your experience will be much the same there." The traveller hung his head despondently and walked on. A while later, another traveller was journeying down the same road, and he also came upon the monk. "I'm going to the village in the valley," said the second traveller. "Do you know what it's like?" "I do," replied the monk, "but first, tell me, where have you come from?" "I've come from the village in the mountains." "Oh, and how was that?" "It was a wonderful experience. I would have stayed if I could, but I'm committed to travelling on. I felt as though I was a member of the family in the village. The elders gave me much advice. The children laughed and joked with me, and people were generally kind and generous. I'm sad to have left there. It will always hold special memories for me." "And what of the village in the valley?" he asked again. "I think you'll find it much the same," replied the monk. "Good day to you." "Good day and thank you," the traveller replied, smiled, and journeyed on. Starting now, more and more, you'll realise that happiness and unhappiness are due to your own thoughts, the way you think about situations. And you'll be able to shift your thoughts, the way you think about situations. You'll be able to shift your thoughts to the positive aspects and look at the positive aspects of living. Enjoy every day. You'll become more and more aware that if life situations are not always the way you want them, you'll work to change them without frustration, without anger, without being bothered. You'll work to change the things that are not the way you want them, but you will do it with a calm, peaceful mind, being at ease and at peace with the universe. You'll become more and more aware that everyone has problems in living. But you'll also be aware, as you become more mature, that you can face problems with a calm mind, with strength and determination to work to improve them. When you cannot change things, you'll accept them calmly. You'll be aware that anger and frustration do not help. You'll realize that life is too precious and too wonderful to waste it in being bothered over little things, little annoyances. Starting today, you'll work to change anything that is changeable, that you can change with peace of mind, without being bothered, without frustration, and without anger. You'll be less and less worried about the future, problems of the future, dangers of the future, which will never occur anyway. Most of the things you worry about won't happen anyway. You'll let the worries go. You'll enjoy the day. You'll let yourself go, and you'll enjoy yourself as worries drop out of your life. Now, in a few moments, I'm going to ask you to return to full wakefulness. And when you do, you'll awaken feeling calm, happy and relaxed. You'll feel motivated and determined to work on your goals. So when you're ready and you're in complete control, return to full wakefulness and open your eyes.